Today we are going to worship together through open worship. And the theme of this open worship is going to be thanksgiving or recognizing our blessings. And so there's two things I want to say. One is that open worship is tough. It's tough to be in silence. I remember back in 2000, I was a student here, and back then earbuds were just beginning to kind of make a thing, and I remember having them in, and Dave Williams, the professor here, says, it's probably impossible to have any silence when you're wearing these. And I was going to make a joke, but some truth spilled out. And I said in passing, yeah, it keeps the pain away. Sometimes we fill our lives with noise, with stuff, thinking that it will keep the harder things away. All sin really begins as medicinal. We lie to avoid tough conversations. We steal so we have things that I think make us happy. Sexual sin brings us pleasure to fill that gaping hole within us that really can't be filled. All sin begins as something that's supposed to make us feel good, but only brings us into that trap. Silence, however, forces us to see who we truly are. We can't rationalize, we can't talk away to God or to others our shortcomings, who we are, our identity. But the great thing about open worship is it's the great equalizer. Some of you right now are in such a dry place that you can't stand to sing. The words mean nothing to you. Some of you don't sing along, don't stand here, because you don't even know what we're singing about. This faith, this Christianity. Here's the great thing about silence. If you could do nothing more than sit and wait, that is worship of God. It's a great equalizer. No matter if you are a super Christian on the front row, super Christian in the back row, or dead inside in one of the middle, we all sit and wait. I want to talk about thanksgiving and blessings, because oftentimes during our tough, stressful times, we forget what God has done for us. And one of the problems is that one of the key words of our faith is repentance, repent. But we have over-spiritualized that word to being stop sinning. When in fact, the word is much broader than that, metanoiate, to change our minds. And because of the divide between psychology and spirituality that began, you know, a century before, some Christians don't even want to think about their mental processes, their mind, their emotions, because that's self-help stuff. But what does the scripture say? Philippians 2, your attitude should be that of Jesus Christ. 2 Corinthians, do not conform, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Christ and other church writers use metanoiate, meaning to change your perspective. We know this because in the extra-biblical records, Josephus goes to a bunch of rebel generals in Galilee and says, you guys are going to get killed what you're doing, metanoiate, and come over to our side. He's not asking them to stop sinning. He's saying, change your mind, change your perspective. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. How do we need to change our minds, our perspectives, our way of thinking? Sometimes the greatest way to do that is to recognize what God has done, is doing, and will do for us. And so I want to have a time of open worship where we sit in silence. No expectation, only invitation. But if you feel the Lord speaking through and you just want to stand and share what you are thankful for, in the midst of stress, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're stressed. Some of you are happy to leave here. Some of you are dreading going home. You're broke. You're hurting. What are you thankful for? If you feel the Lord speaking through you, stand and share. You may be a blessing to others. And once again, we have records showing that in one meeting house, one church, 3 months went by before a word was spoken during open worship. And in that same year, at another meeting house, there were 70 testimonies in 90 minutes. So that's about one every minute and 10 seconds. Both are considered worship. We just want to say and hear what the Lord has for us. If you feel led, please stand. I'll bring a microphone to you. Let's worship. Can we begin with a word of prayer? Father, speak, for your servant is listening. Amen.